And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha of Boards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Corey Sandin today with Bill Varney, surf fishing expert. And I might also add that Bill also does a great job on our bi-monthly, would we call, or every other week newsletter that we publish out. And the next one's coming out this coming week, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
lots
right.
of
this
great
Thursday.
Stories. And,
absolutely.
We'll be having some good. Which story is going to be in there this week?
I don't remember, but yeah, I must say that our new writer, our new traveler on fishing trips, Dallas Maxwell.
Oh yeah, she's
right?
great.
Fantastic.
She did a
writer.
Great job.
Oh,
she missed
gosh.
Her calling.
So, she absolutely. I'm trying to encourage her to continue her writing skills because she is really good, really interesting, lots of insight in her stories.
Yeah.
And they really draw you in and make you feel like you're there.
Oh yeah, no, she's a hidden talent for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If somebody missed the newsletter, can we access them after they're published? It'd be nice to have an archive of those.
I think you just got to sign up and stay tuned
sign
and
up
catch
and
everyone.
And it's free.
Yes.
And we don't junk. We don't sell your email address. We just send you the newsletter. That's all
right,
we do.
Right.
And you can do that on our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. It'll pop up. There's a pop-up there, or you just look for the little banner that says sign up for our newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. Again, we don't sell it. We don't junk it. So don't have to worry about that. You'll just receive and sometimes I might add too that because of that hookup thing, you might find the newsletter in your junk folder.
Right.
So you'll have to get it approved. So a lot of times that newsletter will go in the junk folder. You have to kind of get it okayed by your spam filter or whatever it is and get that. But yeah, Bill does a great job and we thank you for that.
Well, it's such great information and what fun. We know exactly who's going to be on the show. And then we always have a great story or tips about what you need to know to become a better angler.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff for sure. Yeah, but giving away some great prizes today, too.
We are, Pete. And if you want to join us, there is an open line right now. And you can join us by calling Kyle at 97.3 The Fan. And the number, 833-288-0973. Pete's holding the calendar right there. Or you can text us via the app. And it's only done through the app. It says right there, text the show. And you can send us a message. One-way messaging system. So you do want to make sure you leave your name and telephone number. Because at the end of the show, Bill's giving away one calendar each, one to the texter and one to the calling side.
2026 calendar.
You got to get it.
2026. You'll have all your tides, all your photographs, all your...
The tides are awesome. I have one on my wall right here, and I look at it every day to look at tides and...
Absolutely.
Keep track of what's going on.
And, of course, it's got all the IGFA records on it.
Yeah.
It's got quotes on it.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Key dates, show dates.
Key dates, holidays, everything you need to know to be a good angler, surfer, diver, anything that includes going to the water.
Yeah, we live by the tide, right?
And how do we obtain one?
Well, first of all,
we don't win one today.
Yeah, if you don't win one today, this week they'll be coming out to all the tackle shops from Santa Barbara to San Diego. And then you can go on surffishtackle.com, my little surf fishing store, order one there, come right to your door.
There it is.
Very good. So you can add it to an order of surf fish tackle or
absolutely.
You can just order the calendar.
You need hooks, you need dried lugworms, you need a rod and reel, you can add it right to those.
So if you go to surffishtackle.com and you don't know which Gamakatsu hook we were just talking about or which hook, you can order them right there and you'll send them the right hook.
Exactly. And, you know, I really want to encourage everybody, you know, whether you make orders on the site or not, all of the things I have on my site are what I use on the beach surf fishing. I don't have anything on there that doesn't work or I don't use. And that way you can go through the site, you can look at the two types of hooks that I have on there, see what those look like, whose are manufactured by, and if you don't need something there, you can go to your local tackle shop and pick them up also.
Do you sell freeze-dried lugworms on there?
We do. We sell freeze-dried lugworms, and man alive, we sell...
You sell live ones too?
We don't sell the
ones,
but we sell the dry ones, and I would say we probably have 50 to 100 orders a week for those, and we have so many repeat. We've only had them for a month, and
the
we have
freeze-dried leghorns.
Freeze-dried leghorns, and I would say half of the people have reordered because they work so well. I had five or six people yesterday on the boat came up and say, "Bill, I love the freeze-dried leghorns.
Wow.
Do you have any with you?" They work really well.
That's
so
great. Well, hey, let's go live on the water right now. Captain Mike is aboard the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Ian's running the boat here this morning. Just called in with really good fishing. They have 43 yellowfin on the boat, 25 to 30-pound fish, it looks like, a couple of bluefin and a yellowtail. And I know the guys out west are catching, having good bluefin fishing right now. So it's, you know, we talk about it every year. It's that time of year where great fishing and the numbers, you know, the load starts to drop down. But some really good yellowfin fishing here this morning.
Wow, fantastic. And is that within one day and a half range?
Yeah, it is. And we have a day and a half leaving tonight, 7 p.m. departure. We only have 10 people on the boat right now. So, like,
but you're going.
This is that time of year. Yeah, we're going for sure.
Mike, I'm looking at
trips scheduled throughout the week. And then next weekend, same thing. We have two trips that are for sure go with plenty of room.
Great. I'm looking at tonight's trip. You said it's leaving tonight, correct? Day and a half?
Yep.
Beautiful weather. I'm looking at it right now.
Flat calm.
Incredible.
It looks fake when you look at the weather report. Yeah.
It looks too good, right?
I thought it was broken.
Right, yeah. No, it's fantastic. Yeah. So good time to go. And so with only 10 people on the boat, you maybe likely get out with like 15 people on that giant boat?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be plenty of room. The trip that we're on now, same thing. We started with only a handful of people. And it got out full, which, I mean, but that's a weekend. So, yeah, tonight I'm guessing probably 15 to 18 people would be what you're going to be fishing with.
And flat, calm weather and biting tuna. How about that in November?
It happens every year.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
Cool. We, you know, like you said, we always talk about it. You know, guys start falling off or whatever. And then with the yellowfin added, it always perks it up a bit, but. You know, literally the weather, the fishing, it is the nicest time to be on the water.
Yeah, for sure. Well, how do we get on the Tribute tonight or this coming weekend if we want to go?
Seaforthlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com. You can give them a call as well at 619-224-3383. And like I said, I know the Cortez just called in with great bluefin fishing, so it's just good.
But likely with this trip tonight, you're going west or you're going to go south?
I don't commit to anything. I would imagine if the yellowfin keep biting, you're going to see us go in that direction.
Okay.
And I mean, but 43 yellowfin by 7:30 in the morning is nothing to sneeze at.
No. Yeah. But hey, here's the deal. You can't lose either way because it's great fishing west or south, right?
That's right.
And beautiful weather.
And beautiful weather.
Yeah.
No, Ian's driving tonight. I'm not committing anything, but I'm guessing after what he's done this morning, it's probably going to be going that direction.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, great, Mike. Appreciate the report. Keep up the great work here, and it's time to go fishing.
It is. I would not miss tonight.
Yeah,
for sure.
Good
one.
Thank you,
call,
Mike. Man. Thanks a lot for the call.
Of course.
Tribute Sport Fishing. Tribute Sport Fishing or C4 Sport Fishing is the call. Stop at Charlie's, get a little dinner on the way.
Stay.
Right?
Little dinner, $1 beer.
Yeah.
Because you bought your ticket.
Got the whole thing's going.
Hello.
For sure. Well, phones are packed up. They want to talk to Bill, so let's jump in.
Let's do that, Pete. And welcome to the show this morning, Mike and Rosemead. Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for picking up my line. You know, you've already mentioned this, but, you know, the similarities between surf fishing and trout fishing are basically the same. Pete, when you're up there in Montana fishing a stream or a river, you know, you have to cast upstream and mend your line, keep it straight, and, you know, be in direct contact with the fly. Well, you do the same thing with fishing in the surf. Depending on the swell direction and the wind, you kind of cast up into the wind, let it come down the surf line, and you stay directly in front of that line there, keep it nice and taut. And
good points.
You want to fish that stream solitude. I mean, you're all by yourself fishing. It's so peaceful. And on many days during the week, there's nobody on the surf, just you by yourself.
Boy, that's
a
good point. Yeah,
absolutely.
It is.
And it's something you can do year-round here.
Absolutely.
Trout fishing, yeah. I mean, not during the summertime, but, yeah, exactly.
Surf fishing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very peaceful, soulful thing. And, you know, that's one thing that I've always noticed about surf fishing and surfing that attracted me to it was, you know, when I'm looking, I'm at the beach and I'm looking inland toward the mountains. There's 13 million people between me and the mountains. When I'm standing on the shore and I'm looking out in the water over toward Catalina or San Clemente Island, it's just me and the birds and the dolphins and a couple of guys out there surfing. And I just feel like I'm free and I'm out there and I'm doing it on my own.
It's so true. It really is. Yeah. And the surf perch. And by the way, Mike, thanks for the call this morning. But it's like, how big a perch? I mean, so most people think like hand size and small, but we've got some pretty sizable fish.
You know, there's some big fish out there. And the thing is, you know, we know that we haven't caught the big ones. They got big by being smart. And a lot of these big fish in the surf, particularly the perch, the different perch, calico or barred surf perch, they actually live and back in between the rocks. So if you have a jetty going out, they're not out 5 feet from the jetty. They're actually the big ones in between the rocks. And when the wave crashes on the rocks and creates all the bubbles, they come out for a couple of seconds and feed because it washes things from the rocks, and then they back right back into the rocks again. So there's a lot of big fish out there, and, of course, they're always near structure.
Now, what about eating fish that you catch in the surf? Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, there's specific areas in Southern California, maybe California overall, that I wouldn't. Anywhere where we have an outfall, so up in El Segundo, Bologna Creek.
Tijuana Slough.
Tijuana Slough, really. I think Tijuana Slough all the way to Coronado, maybe, that zone. That's just not, it's not going to kill you to eat that stuff, and if you eat it occasionally, but it's not something I'd want to make a habit out of.
But our surf, like Corvina, surf perch, that kind of stuff, are they good eating?
They're great eating. Yeah. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you had a steer, a cattle, in your yard that you were saving to you know, make into steaks and eat, and you fed it shrimp or clams or sand crabs for 2 years. It'd taste pretty darn good. So they have a really good diet, a really natural diet, a very clean diet, a high-protein diet.
Yeah.
So they have excellent meat. And most of the surfish have a very white meat. Of course, the croaker family is the same as the white sea bass.
Yeah, so Corvina would taste a lot like a white sea bass.
It would. It's a little bit milder in flavor. White sea bass does have its own unique flavor to it. But, yes, it's very similar, and the meat looks almost exactly the same.
And you think of, like, the sargos and those other type of perch, like the rainbow perch. And a lot of them are similar to drum. Well, they are a type of drum.
Yes, they're cousin. Basically.
Right, exactly. But think of the redfish on the East Coast. They're all very similar.
Yeah, the redfish almost look exactly like a spotted croaker.
Seriously.
It's just that there's spots in a different place.
And the sargo.
They're a spot tail croaker.
Yeah.
And the sargo. Yeah. And you know, the only one you really might want to stay away from is like the opalite perch, who eat quite a bit of algae and moss and things like that. So they have more of a muddy flavor to them.
Uh-huh.
But so many of the other perch are just clam eaters, worm eaters, and sand crab eaters, and that's their main diet.
And here's a cool part, too, is when our rockfish season is shut down, there is a point in time, and look at the regs, it is legal to keep them, catching them from the shore.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes. So I don't know where that overlap. There is a point of that, Pete, and I don't know the exact months and the dates, but when it is illegal to catch them, groundfish, rockfish, on the inside, you're legally able to keep them by catching them from the beach.
Huh.
So that would be a grass rockfish, brown rockfish.
And that's strangely enough, in the surf, that's a very popular fish
Cabazon.
In Northern California. If you go up to Crescent City, there's a beach right below it called Samoa, of all things. Very good red-tail surf perch area. But there's also a lot of cod there, black cod and other cod, that you can catch from the shore that a lot of anglers keep, and it's delicious eating fish.
And I'll tell you one thing that's kind of cool, too, is south of us, Ensenada Zone, I won't say exactly where, but boil rock fishing, like literally in 3 feet of water, I've caught 15-pound lingcod.
Wow.
Like flipping for calico.
Yeah.
So those are total, like, you could catch them straight up and down
as
a surfing angler.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a great text, huh?
There's a lot coming through.
Yeah, and by the way, if you want to get through on the phones, 833 288-0973.
Right, and the text is via the app, and this one came via the app, and it's from Darren and Menifee. Hey, Pete, Corey, and Bill. I usually surf fish in Oceanside and sand crabs, but only catch surf perch if I want to target Corvina. And he may have meant Corvina, but he said Corvina. Croaker or halibut, what bait should I use, and what conditions do I look for? I definitely need a new calendar, and thank you for the great show.
You're very welcome, Darren. Yeah, I appreciate that. Boy, that's about an hour answer
right?
there.
There's so much
Let's
there.
Give a couple of thoughts here. Yeah. So Corvina fishing, you know, and Gundy will talk about this sometime where they're caught outside in the along the open beach there, but so often they're in, of course, Mission Bay and San Diego Bay, and a lot of times in the back part of those bays is where they spawn and feed. One angler who continues to send me great reports on Corvina, C-O-R-V-I-N-A, is catching them over by Vacation Island, I guess it's called now.
In Mission Bay?
In Mission Bay.
Right, right.
And he's fishing them on a hard bait, like a Lucky Craft or a Battlestar bait, and he's fishing them at night, and he's fishing a high tide going to a low tide, and he finds the areas where the road overpass, the bridges.
There's a lot of them in Mission
yes.
Bay. Yeah. Like Ingram Street has several.
Exactly. Yeah. So wherever those are, there's light coming off of those, which is from them and from cars going by, which attracts them to feed underneath those, and they're catching them at night there. So for Corvina fishing, that's that. Halibut fishing, one thing about halibut fishing is like halibut, their body style and shape is much different than any other surf fish. They're not aquadynamic. Because of their shape, if there's a strong current and they come out of the sand, they're like a kite and they get taken wherever the current is going to take them to. Other fish can swim right into the current. So they predominantly feed at peak high tide and peak low tide, times when the water is not moving as much. So if high tide is at noon, probably 11:30 to 12:30 is a good time to halibut fish where there's very little current.
Right. Good tip.
So much cool
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's jump back on the phones again. 833-288-0973. Kyle's standing by.
And that would be Charles. Charles and La Mirada. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah. Good morning, Pete, Bill, and Kyle. Great show this morning. Got a little swing of a report here for you. Thanks for the all the outings for the Friends of Rotto yesterday for all the kids, but I had the pleasure of taking my godson out to the Kanabi catch here in La Mirada. They stocked it well yesterday. There must have been 500-600 kids there.
Wow.
And we ended up coming out of there with a first place trophy. So
wow.
Congratulations.
My godson, Aaron Aragon, he got his 4.5-pound catfish, which was, we were just stoked all day. We were lit up all day. He was jumping around like a cricket. You know? So,
oh,
kudos to him.
That's so cool. Congratulations. That's awesome. 4.5-pound catfish.
Wow.
That's
cool.
Yeah. Well, hey, we sure appreciate the call. Yeah, absolutely. I have a great text here from Don in Temecula. And Don has a pretty interesting question. We haven't really talked about this. He says, I'm looking for a rod and reel for the surf fishing. Does a longer rod help out?
Yes. And how long? So I usually fish a 7 to 9 foot steelhead rod. So they're commonly known as maybe an SST rod, salmon steelhead and trout rod, something that's limber. And I fish an 8.5-foot rod because I'm less than 6 feet tall. If I was over 6 feet tall, I'd fish a 9-foot rod. The taller you are, a little longer rod is better for you. A lot of folks will ask me, should I go 10 feet, 11 feet or so? I don't go over 9 feet because it doesn't fit my car. So
that's true.
8.5 fits fine in there. But that's really all you need. And you do just something 7 to 9 feet, and that's going to allow you to get enough of a cast. When you're casting live baits or fresh dead baits, you're not going to cast them as hard as you would a lure. And so that longer rod gives you the ability not only to get your bait a little farther out, but get a little bit more accuracy on casting. And the reason that you need accuracy is you might be on an open beach where accuracy is not important, but often you'll be on a beach where you may be fishing adjacent to a jetty, and you want to fish right on the edge of the jetty where the rocks underwater meet the sand. That's right where the fish are, on that edge. So with a little longer rod, it's going to give you a little more accuracy on casting out along the edge of those rocks rather than into the rocks.
And it's just more, a little more friendly where you can stand in ankle deep water.
Yes.
and fish in front of you a little more comfortable.
Absolutely.
And when I say in front of you, I mean some of those fish are only in 2 feet of water.
Exactly. Sometimes, yes. You know, if you're in the water, they may be behind you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You never know.
It's good stuff. You have another great text, huh?
I do. There's so many coming through, and it's really cool. And thank you for sending them via the app. And it's morning, guys. Hey, Bill. How do you get ghost shrimp here in Southern California? I know they use a type of suction pump. With a question mark, he's asking. And my question is, where do you go to get, without it being illegal to get the ghost shrimp, and do you need a license? Thanks from Uncle Mike in Huntington Beach.
That's great. Great question, Uncle Mike. So you do need a license. It is a form of fishing, collecting bait, so you're going to need a California sport fishing license.
And they watch it.
And they watch it. And they're really, a lot of the places where you do catch the ghost shrimp, bays and estuaries and rivers and stuff in Southern California, the fishing game does
frequent.
Go there, frequent
they,
there
they
and,
frequent.
And look there.
And there's a limit on them.
There's a limit on them. I mean, always check the limit as to what the limit is. Usually it's around 50 on them. Same with sand crabs, but be sure to check it all the time. It could change it at any moment. And so there's basically two ways to catch them. There's the way that Pete always suggests to catch them. You just pull out that $20 bill.
Go to Seaforth Sport Fishing.
You go to Seaforth Sport Fishing. I always suggest calling Seaforth in advance. They
or,
can rely.
Or there's, I'm sure he's from up north. I'm sure there's some shops up north that also have them.
There's just one shop I know of up north in Seal Beach. Norm's Bait and Tackle carries them. They had hundreds of them the other day when I was in there. Beautiful collection of ghost shrimp there.
But if you want to go catch them,
yes,
Bill, it's a fun adventure.
It's fun, yeah.
Absolutely.
If you're taking a junior or
it's a ton of fun.
Or a family member from out of town.
I have to be honest with you, Corey. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I have more fun catching
bait
than fishing.
Exactly.
To be honest.
But what about pumps?
So Alvey out of Australia made pumps for years, stainless steel pumps.
Can I tell you where to go get one right now?
Sure.
Dana Landing on Mission Bay.
They have them.
They had them, the last I knew, 6 months ago, they had them.
Yeah, and they'll tell you where to go pump, too.
They're just over $100, which isn't...
The stainless steel pump.
Stainless steel.
They do make plastic ones, too, but stainless steel one.
Stainless steel
so
is much better.
Yeah, much better. It lasts you a lifetime.
It will.
Literally.
I mean, the only thing you have to really change is kind of the little rubber gasket on the bottom once in a while.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you rinse them out often, which I never do, they will last longer.
Yeah.
If you don't ever rinse them out, they'll last 20 years
You can find those PVC ones that, work, but the bottom, it's difficult to work with.
Yeah, the problem with the PVC, and in my book I show you how to make a PVC one and go to Home Depot and spend $20, you can make one. They definitely work, but the difference between them and the stainless is that the diameter of the pipe, not its roundness, but the thickness of it is thick, is, let's say, an eighth inch thick. But the stainless is like 1/32nd of an inch, and it's like a hot knife through butter when you put it in that sand.
Yeah.
So it's much easier for you to use in not as wet sand, in areas where you need to go deeper and so forth. And then any back bay environment, anywhere where you have sand and mud combination, estuaries, harbors, rivers like the Santa Ana River, Bologna Creek. These
you
are all
them.
Places you can
you
get
them. You can see them at low tide.
Yes.
Holes all over
you
the place.
You see all the
like
holes.
Like right in front of the world headquarters here.
Yeah,
right in front of Fisherman's Landing. You can pump them right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you get a minus tide in the basin and you have the right to walk around where all the boats are here, you could pump them till you're blue in the face.
Yeah, yeah. They're all over the place.
They're all over the place. They're very prolific, and they grow very, very quickly.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's fun.
Well, hey, it's time to find out what's biting. Our angler's realtor, Yosef Hosseini, is standing by.
He's right there, and the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, and it's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips, and with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. They have more same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town and Taylor Street, or just check them out at fishermansprocessing.com, and don't forget to make a reservation today. And we've got them. Good morning, Yosef.
Good morning, Yosef.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Great.
Doing great. I understand you're getting on a plane going to Mag Bay, huh?
What? Nice.
I am, yeah. I'm going to go down to Astro Boys, and we're going to jump on the Killer Bee. You can hear in the background, I'm at LAX right now.
Sweet.
Wow.
Sweet. You flying down to Cabo?
We are flying to Loretto.
Loretto.
And shuttling over.
Going fishing with your brother over there.
Yep. Exactly.
How cool.
You lucky dog.
Right? So are you leaving some biting fish here locally or what?
Pretty much, yeah. It was really good this week. I got out on Tuesday. I'll start up north, up in the Santa Cruz, Anacapa area. There have been some sea bass over at Chinese Harbor. It actually bit pretty good this week. On Thursday, they had some really good scores. Palo Verde, Long Beach area on the coast. Not much going on, but good rock fishing. It's been very solid. Catalina Island, there's a ton of squid around again. West Cove, Ben Weston, Salta Verde, that whole area is just plugged. And there are yellows around still, around the squid zone. They're like 12 to 25 pounds. Barracuda and bass are mixed in as well. They're still biting pretty good. San Clemente Island, the yellows have gotten a little slower on those big yellowtail 20-plus pounders. Same deal, early morning bite. When they get some downhill current, it bites really good. Coronado Canyon, 425, 101 area, started biting again last week. We found them on Tuesday, just west of the 101, out to the 302 area, basically all the way out to the hidden bank. Lots of foamers, smaller yellowtail in the patties. 371 area had, like, plugs. All the kelps were plugged with, like, 4 to 6 pound kind of rat yellowtail. There were some bigger ones in there as well, but they couldn't choke down the sardines we were feeding them. Giant sardines this last week. And then Bondabank. Bondabank's been biting really good. 10 to 80 pound yellowfin, or I'm sorry, 10 to 80 pound bluefin, 10 to 40 pound yellowfin, and it has been a solid bite. You guys, we know, I think Brandon Nelson was out the day we were out, ran down there and just cleaned up. I think he texted us around 11 or 12 on his way back. So.
Oh, wow.
Been
going
good.
Hey, check
really
this out.
We had fishing.
We had Mike on the Tribute call in this morning earlier in the show, and he had over 40 yellowfin down in that same zone.
Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah. No, I believe it. It's really good fishing. They're all basically piled up down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, fishdope.com, of course, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com, your source for good information right on every day of the year. He's got it. $30 off using the code hookup now. And Yosef, how do we find you? How's that real estate market?
Real estate market's cranking. We've got tons of listings, a bunch of new buyers. It's moving. Fed's just dropped the rate again. So you're going to see some real movement in the real estate market here over the next couple months going into the first quarter. Really good. It's a good thing. We need it right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, how do we get a hold of you if we want to get all the expertise that you have?
You can get me on social media at The Angler's Realtor. You can also get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. You can get a free home evaluation at socalhomeeval.com, or just call me on my cell phone anytime, 619-277-2169.
All right. Have a great time down south, and say hi to your brother, Ali, for us. And we'll talk to you next Sunday with a full report from up and down.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon, guys.
All right. Thanks for the call this morning. And if we want to join Bloody Ducks, what's the...
If you want to join fishdope.com,
it's hookup now.
There it is.
Lowercase, no space, hookup now is your $30 code.
And
that
was brought to us also by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. And it's the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel price. And you know, Summit also is the place to get your lowest price on ice and snacks for your trip. Over 40 different snacks, all of them for 89 cents a piece, as well as the sandwiches and the frozen bait, too. Ice is nearly half the price of other places, only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. Not a 20-pound bag, but 25-pound bag. Exactly. You get 100 pounds. This one just always amazes me. You get 100 pounds of free ice when you purchase 35 gallons of fuel, right?
So if you go fill up your boat or your truck or whatever, get 100 pounds of free ice.
It's
and then
crazy.
The other thing, too, is they always have the lowest price. I mean, like, not just a few pennies, but many cents less than anybody else. Summit Gasoline.
It rivals and is sometimes lower than Costco.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Many times lower than
it
Costco.
It is crazy.
Yeah. And you don't have to wait in a big long line because they have 27 pumps there, too.
You got
to
check them out. They're right there.
$6 car wash, too. Their car wash
is a bargain.
Number one.
I haven't done that one yet.
Yeah, no, their car wash is unbelievable.
I need to.
Yeah, and then the snacks for
89 cents. Are you kidding me?
And they're fisherman friendly. Martha and whole crew, Finn, the owner there, they love fishermen, for sure.
If you haven't been there, you need to check them out. They're right there at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Yeah, do it.
Summit Gasoline.
So, yeah, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do that, man. We've had some patient callers. And John from Escondido, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So, comment and then a couple of questions. Comment was, it was fun to see the show yesterday, and everybody was around Corey's booth and just listening to his stories and things like that. And so my question is, when Corey talks about working a swim bait, is it the same thing in the surf? And the other question is there a breakdown rod, like a travel rod and reel setup that you like, so whenever you go somewhere, you have the opportunity to surf fish, you're not taking your 9-foot rod?
Oh, good questions. Well, swimming the swim bait in the surf, it's just maintaining visual. You want the fish to see it, but you don't want to move it too fast. You want it to just blend in. And so a lot of times that surf back and forth, the flow back and forth will... And by the way, thank you for the call there, John. But, yeah, it just flows back and forth. You don't want to overwork it. You want it to flow, you know.
You want it to look as natural as possible.
Pun intended, flow.
That's right, flow. And you know, that's the same with all surf baits you use or so forth. You want to use what occurs naturally in the areas where they live. So if you're using a swim bait, you want to use a swim bait that would mimic some of the colors and actions of bait fish in that area. So
I've got one word for
time,
there it is.
Yeah, yes. If it's grunion time, grunion, right?
It's
if they're eating perch, which they do sometimes a year, the perch look. So that's what you want to do for sure.
I get fired up about that.
And what about a multi-piece rod?
A multi-piece rod, really the best one that I know of, it doesn't mean that I know all of them, but the Okuma SST travel rods, which come in a case, break down to, I can't remember how many inches, maybe 32 inches on the 9-footer, and that's one of the easiest things to take.
And inexpensive, too.
And inexpensive. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, the air flights and all that's changed. Back in the day, I used to just take it on. They used to have a little closet up in front by the pilot, and they'd stick it in there, and I'd go to my seat. Now, many times, you have to check it.
Oh, no. I take fly rods all the time on
that's
the planes,
great.
And I just put them in the overhead.
Really? As a carry-on?
As a four-piece fly rod.
Oh, that's great.
A nine-piece four-weight. You know, it's, what, 32 inches probably, something like that. It's not a problem. Taking them through TSA, whatever. Going south in Mexico, I don't know.
Right.
It might be different regulations when you cross the border and go out of CBX or something like that. But in the U.S., take fly rods all the time.
Yeah, that's the odd thing. Going down, no problem on the plane with it just in my seat next to me. And then coming back, they made me check it. So you're right. You never really know what the rules are.
But in the U.S., if you're traveling with a rod in the U.S., you're good.
Can I tell you this? In Mexico, you're not allowed to carry that on, period.
Oh, is that right?
Period. You have to check it in.
Yeah.
Yes, I know that for
a fact.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. So if you're flying out of LAX, like
that's
Joseph
true.
Is doing today, or you're flying out of San Diego Airport, like you say, on the way down, you're good because you're on the U.S. carrier.
But
when you're
back.
Coming back, you're going through Mexico customs.
And I've got a tip for John from Escondido as well. I revert right back to Johnny at Dana Landing. They have an entire gondola full of travel rods. Like, you can go in and check them all out.
At Dana Landing.
At Dana Landing on Mission Bay.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, they have great travel rods. Like, because they have multiple manufacturers. Like, Phoenix makes some great travel rods. Akuma, Daiwa makes great travel rods.
And
several of them make
And like Bill mentioned, they're inexpensive. But inexpensive,
I know Shimano makes some great travel rods, too.
But inexpensive today does not mean a weakened Travel Rod. They are superior and they're very good. The Farrell's
come a long way.
Oh,
a long, long way.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk More of the Surf Fishing Talk. Mm-hmm. Having so much fun.
Got a report from Baja, too.
And there it comes when we come back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boast Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And I mean, if it, having Bill in studio in the world headquarters wasn't fun enough, man, we've got
super fun. Yeah, and if you want to get through on the phone, there's a line open. Kyle standing by, 833-288-0973. We've got Chris Moyers from Smokey's Curing Company in Cantina. He was a little bit late because he was supposed to be here yesterday, but you were traveling, right? Yeah, right, Chris?
Pedro, Corey. Bill, buenos dias.
Buenos dias, amigo. How's life in these
days? Listen, I apologize. Yes, I was traveling, but as they say, mejor tarde que nunca.
Si. We're glad you're here.
Yeah. So anyway, great show, guys. Always interesting to hear Bill. Love it. So yeah, guys, we had a pretty good week of fishing this past week on the East Cape. We only saw really one day of the north wind, so that was nice. The winds calmed down a little bit, and the tuna bite's still going on, and close in right there off La Ribera to the south, maybe 3-4 miles right there at the bank there, and also close in off Pescadero, you know, real close, I'd say within a couple miles of shore, so that's cool. to see that. And mostly sardinas, I would say cedar plugs and hoochies. And an Eval there at the dock at Palmas usually has calamari available, so you can always chunk that and try to get some tuna that way. The billfish bite's still going off, man. It's been really consistent all year. We're seeing stripers, blues, and sailfish galore. So the anglers that want to target those are having a lot of luck there. And, you know, for that, just, you know, any trolling lure and also the ballyhoo. Ballyhoos work real well, too. Say, small skipjack for the blues. We saw quite a bit more Dorado this past week, which was really encouraging. And some were pretty decent size in the 30 to 40-pound range. You know, it's not wide open by any means, but basically just heading out and trying to find the shark buoys off Pescadero there and having a lot of luck there, as well as right there, right off La Ribera 2 at the bank there, about 4 miles offshore. So that was good. Another encouraging thing this week was, I think we're in probably up to like 20 wahoo this past week. So that was really cool to see that. And so that's again, right there, La Ribera and Pescadero, too, to the north. So close in there. Good week of fishing, guys. The tuna bite was, you know, it's a little bit slower than it's been, but still plenty of fish out there. And, you know, the weather's beautiful. We're out of the storm season. So we've got the tuna, the Western Outdoors Tuna Jackpot coming up next weekend. So that should be an exciting tournament. I mean, because there's some big tuna out there, you know, down towards probably Gordo Banks and down there. So we'll hopefully see some real good action there.
Fantastic. Wow. Sounds like fun and still great time of the year to be down in the East Cape. I'm sure we were just talking about those pickleball courts over at Palmas. They're probably all full and pickleballing like crazy, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's crazy to see, you know, that place go off. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And, you know, there's a couple pickleball resorts now. But, yeah, it's real busy down there.
Crazy.
So,
yeah.
It's great to see.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I'm sure last night with the Dodgers, the Curing Smokies restaurant was rocking, huh?
Smoking.
Oh, my gosh. It was out of control. And I would say two of the best. Okay, so if I would have had to choose teams, I would have either, for how many fans we have, it would have been either the Padres or the Dodgers, because that's the most of fans in the National League. And then I would have said the Mariners or Toronto, because we have a huge contingent of Pacific Northwest gringos down there.
Oh, sure.
And also the Canadians. So it was on. It was North versus South last night.
Wow.
And what a series, and what a great game. And it was just going, like, it was crazy. And, you know, we've got 19 TVs, and Pedro, you saw the construction we're doing. We're almost done with the craft cocktail bar, so that's going to add another 6 TVs, and so we'll be up to 25. And then I think we'll add 4 more on the parking lot. I'm in the patio adjacent to the parking lot. So hopefully by NFL playoffs, we'll be up to about 29.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy. TVs everywhere.
The place to be.
Yeah, that was, I forgot about the Canadian contingency down there. So, yeah, it must have been rock and roll size there. And two phenomenal teams and one phenomenal series. And congratulations to both teams. And, of
course,
the LA Dodgers for the repeat, too. So, amazing, for sure.
Yep, it was a great game.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
Definitely. Hey, Chris, how do we find you? We want to book Vaquera or come down to Smokies or any of your great stuff.
Well, get a hold of me by cell always. It is best, 858-231-1358. You can reach me via email at BajaSmokeDog2Gs@gmail.com. Or get a hold of me at VaqueraSportFishing.com, and we can take care of anything you need to go down and East Cape.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. Appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yes, Saturday.
All right, buddy. All right. He always puts a lot for covering today.
He always puts me in the mood, Pete. Right. I want to be right there and join a cerveza.
Yeah,
have some breakfast.
Such an awesome place.
Go surf fishing. Have you ever surf fished down there, Bill?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm into it.
Right in front of Palmas is actually pretty good. And if you go down to the toward Rancho Leonero, there's a little boat ramp there that has a rocky area around it that has some really good grouper fishing for sure.
See, that's what I want to go do. I want to go just spend a few days.
Walk the beach,
enjoy the time.
This is the perfect time of the year to do that.
Enjoy the time with the family.
Yeah.
but I can go do my surf fish thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hang out. Hang
and
out
what do you use down there, Bill?
I use a number of different things. So, for example, if I'm fishing over a reef down there, over a rocky area, I want to suspend my bait because I don't want to use a sinker and be, have it hung up instantly. So I use a water-filled bobber with maybe a 7-foot leader or so on it and then bait on the bottom of that. And, of course, there's a lot of sand crabs down there.
Sand crabs.
There sand is. Crabs. If you know where to look for them.
Like we have up here.
Like we have up here. The only difference with the ones down there is they're a light white color with black spots on them. And their legs are about this long. They have these 1.5-inch legs on them.
Like a little bit longer.
Much longer. Much longer. Yeah, maybe 3 times the length of the legs that are on the crabs we have up here.
Interesting.
And they're the same shape, basically a little bit more round. So those are the tropical sand crabs. And I found those everywhere from here to Aruba to Fiji, every place that I've been in a tropical environment. So those are there. There's always cut pieces of fish at all, you know, just go up to Smokey's and get some leftovers from them cleaning fish. You can use some of that for bait and then any kind of lure. When I was down there a few months ago, all the boats were in the morning at the Palmas dock and they were getting their passengers on and they were getting their bait from the bait guys at the same time. Well, when all the boats left, the bait guys had bait left over, which they can't save. So they began to scoop it out right off the beach, maybe 20 feet off the beach. And the ocean came alive.
Come on.
And there were 4 guys. There was one young man, about 15 years old, a local boy there on the beach.
That knew the pattern.
That knew what was going on. And there were 4 guys out in kayaks. And all of them got hooked up. The guys in the kayaks, 3 of them got Dorado. 1 of them had a really nice size roosterfish and lost it. But the young man on the beach got about a 35-pound roosterfish. And he was fighting it up and down the beach. Then he made his way out onto the dock. And it was taking him for a ride. So one of the bait boats came over. And they allowed him to jump in the bait boat. He fought this fish.
Wow.
He got it up to the boat. They brought the boat back into the dock. He threw it up on the dock. He got on the phone because I walked over there to take a picture of him, and he was talking to his mom. In 5 minutes, his mom drove the car down on the beach, opened up the back of the car with the ice chest. They threw it in. They both jumped in and drove away.
Oh, wow.
What a story.
But so they're eating rooster fish?
They're eating the rooster fish. Now, I would love to have asked him how to prepare
that,
it, of course.
That almost sounds like a sign of desperation.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the young man was so excited. The look on his face, the excitement that he had.
I want to go do that. I want to hang out at
Smokey's. I've done it.
Yeah.
Catching a big rooster fish on the beach. I did it with Gary Barnes Webb at Rancho Llanero. Unbelievable.
Nothing like it.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Hey, got a great text here from Mark in Buena Park. He says, guys, get to see what you have to offer in the world of sport fishing every Saturday and Sunday. Keep up the good work. Appreciate that. Bill, I'm getting into fishing the fly in the surf. Can you talk a little bit about the technique to look for? So it looks like a lot of fun when you can't find sand crabs.
Absolutely. You know, one of the surf fishing reporters who reports to me out of Ventura on a regular basis almost exclusively fishes flies in the surf. He is probably the most successful Corbina fisherman in the Ventura area. So you got him versus all the bait guys. He puts them to shame. And what does he use? He uses sand crab flies, flies that are tied that look, of course, just like a sand crab.
Uh-huh.
Lee Bowerman is a flyfishthesurf.com is his website. He ties the most unbelievable surf fishing flies
that
you've ever seen. And so those are very common, and also a really common way to fish the fly in the surf is on your spin rod, using the Carolina rig and a little longer leader, I would say maybe up to 36-inch leader, and then tying the fly, whether it's a Clouser minnow in a chartreuse and white or red and white Clouser minnow, a Deceiver, those same colors, or these sand crab looking baits. And then there's also some worms that they've tied that are both red, pink, and green or olive green worms that all work as flies exceptionally well in the surf. Now, the fly fishing in the surf, there's 2 things that you're fighting against. A is the wind. So if it's breezy in the afternoon, you're not going to be fly fishing.
You're messed
up. Yeah, because you can't get the offshore.
Right.
And then part B is your back cast. So if you're at a popular beach like Bolsa Chica State Beach and there's people on the beach, if you have a back cast, you can't fly fish there. So early in the morning, in the evening, that's the time to get down there.
I used to do a lot of fly fishing on the beach. And you want a 9-foot rod with a 250-grain sink tip line.
Okay.
So it's actually a striper line is ideal.
Okay.
A 250-grain striper line is ideal for doing that. And then a lot of times a Clouser minnow, like a chartreuse and white Clouser minnow, is perfect in the surf.
Absolutely.
A lot of, and the Corvina love it.
I can't believe how many halibut I've seen caught on chartreuse and white.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But it's fun.
And then the last thing that Pete needs is a stripping basket.
You do need a stripping basket because otherwise your line is all over your legs, right?
That's right.
Wrapping around.
And the stripping basket could be something as simple as a dish strainer with a belt around it.
Right.
Yeah, or something fancy that they make, too. But
exactly.
It doesn't really matter. Just something to put the line in.
Because when that line's wrapped around your legs and the set of the day comes in and you can't run backwards,
you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. Yeah. Not do you have another great text?
I do, Pete. And this is, good morning, gentlemen. For Bill V, do you still do surf fishing seminars live on the beach? And if so, where can I find the schedule for 2026? Thanks from Jim in Morro Bay.
Thank you, Jim, for asking that question. Boy, Morro Bay was one of my very favorite places to do surf fishing seminars on the sand.
I know people that went from the L.A. area up there just for that.
Absolutely. Yes. And, man, did we have fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not only a surf fishing event that we do in the morning and we maybe end up around 11, but, of course, we met later in the day because everybody was staying at the hotels and off we were for a cocktail party and dinner, and it was really – it's a lot of fun. So on my site, fishthesurf.com, under the seminar tab, it'll come. All the dates will come up around the middle of April. The reason it takes me so much time to get the dates up there is that any beach in Southern California that you want to do a seminar on that you have more than 9 people, 10 or more people, you need a permit for that. So I have to apply and pay for the permits. It takes the state about 2 months to approve my permits.
2 months.
Normally they do. And then we can schedule it. So most likely the one I know we'll have for sure will be right around the end of July at Bolsa Chica State Beach. It's a fantastic place in Huntington Beach to go surf fishing, really good surf fishing there. But just keep your eye on the site, and around April 15th, all the dates will be up there.
Fishthesurf.com.
Fishthesurf.com.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And you'll have all the information on there. Can you sign up on the website, too?
Yes, you can sign up on the website there for sure. And these are all CCA-sponsored events.
What does it cost usually for somebody to do
that? Well, we ask for a donation of $35. We don't require anybody to pay. We do encourage people who don't have the ability to pay and certainly bring in their kids to come. Anybody under 16, there's no charge for your children.
Are there giveaways?
We have all kinds of Gamagatsu stuff to give away. We provide all the bait, all the instruction. We have coffee, gallons of coffee.
Yeah.
We have dozens of donuts.
Wow.
So we meet at about 6:15 in the morning.
And all the proceeds go to CCA.
Exactly.
Super cool.
Yeah.
And it hopefully will encourage people to get out there and join and learn about surf fishing.
Yeah, enjoy the resource we have right in our backyard.
Absolutely.
So when's the next one, do you think?
So probably the last weekend in July will be the next one, but most likely we'll hopefully have one earlier than that, beginning
like
in May. Yeah, in spring.
Okay.
When the beaches are a little bit less crowded than that time of year. But we meet in the morning about 6:15. We have coffee and donuts. We have about a 15-minute seminar, then down to the sand to fish.
Wow. I want to tell you about a great place to go fishing, Katmai Lodge in Alaska.
Oh, my God.
I've been there several times. It is a dream trip come true. Two spots just opened up. This trip has been sold out for months.
It's sold out before the
next year even started. Yeah. But the two people had to cancel. Our trip is July 15th through 22. I'm going this year. Tommy P even signed up this year. So
no.
I'm going. I can't wait to get back to Katmai. Harold's going. Harold Davis will be there. It's really a fantastic trip. So if you want to go, check out katmai.com, K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Two spots available on that Katmai Lodge trip, July 15th through 22, which is the absolute number one prime time to go because you catch sockeye, you catch chum salmon, you catch king salmon, you'll catch trout, you'll catch kind of everything that's in the Alagnac there for sure.
It was the one trip that Brandon was more fired up about than El Salto.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won these two calendars. Such a fun time with Bill Varney. When we return on the Let's Talk Cook-Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
Enter into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36 month Yamaha extended service contract added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36 month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup. I have to say the funnest 2 hours, fastest two hours. Two winners today, our caller today, Chuck in Long Beach, won the calendar, and our texter, Jim in Thousand Palms, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. Nice. You're going to be receiving a calendar from Bill. He's going to ship them to you
as soon as he has them in his hand. They'll probably get them by next weekend.
Next weekend, okay.
Right on their doorstep.
Be ready to go.
Absolutely.
For 2026. I'm going to go buy mine. And stuff. And yeah, Bill, great job again. How do we find you? How do we get all the surf fishing information? How do we get a calendar? All that good stuff.
Thank you, Pete, so much for having me.
Yeah.
Fishthesurf.com is my educational site. Everything you need to learn about surf fishing. Surffishtackle.com, my little tackle store. And then I have taken all of my videos down off of YouTube and gone over to Rumble. So go to Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E.com, fish the surf, just in the search box. There's about 50 how-to videos on there, from everything from how to catch sand crabs and keep them alive to how to find fish on the beach.
Wow.
Super
check
cool.
It out. Fantastic. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Corey, for being here today. Appreciate you. And thank you all. Thanks to Kyle in the fan studios. And thanks to everybody out there. Next Saturday, Dwayne and Lewis from the San Diego Anglers going to be here. Super good guys. That's going to be fun. And next Sunday, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing. We'll see you back here. Right here on 97.3 The Fan, Facebook, YouTube Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Thanks for listening.